Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. When I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, I didn't use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan. For I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. I came to you in weakness, timid and trembling. I once heard a story about a church that regularly visited the houses nearby. They sent out people two by two. A young girl nervously agreed to join in for the first time. She went to one house, and a large man came to the door asking in a gruff voice what she wanted. She struggled to speak. And then in a quivering voice, she blurted out, I've come to tell you that Jesus loves you. The man didn't know what to say and so slammed the door in her face. He went inside and slumped into a chair, weeping like a baby. His wife asked what was wrong, and he told her that a young girl had just come to their front door and told him that Jesus loved him. He'd never had an experience like this before, and he was amazed by her bravery. He couldn't get over it. The more he thought about the experience, the more curious he became, and after a while he plucked up courage to go to the church, and there he made a commitment to follow Christ. I love that story. God often speaks through our weakness more easily than through our strength. That was certainly Paul's experience. He remembered how he was when he first arrived in Corinth. It was a busy and noisy city, famous for its immorality. It's not surprising that Paul felt overwhelmed by his weakness. But Paul knew that what mattered was that people heard that Jesus died on the cross for them. It didn't matter that he was timid and trembling. Most of us feel unsure of ourselves when we're given the opportunity to speak about our faith. But the truth is that we're often at our most powerful when we're feeling nervous and weak. So let me ask you a question. Can you think of a time when God used you particularly powerfully in a time of weakness? And now let me pray with you. Lord, help us to be willing to speak up for you, even when we're feeling weak and tongue-tied. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.